kendi gibi git yoluna. Git istediğini, sev istediğini, an koynuna. Aşk seni bırakacağım, çekişmek ne umuruna. Nihayet demir attın kalbi kırıklar koyuna. Mutlu aşk yok her kalbe.
Welcome back. Let's move on to some final letters that I have. And these ones, the ones that I read were emails, but these next ones are actual snail mail letters. Dear Sir Staff, I am pleasure to inform you that I have listened to your radio station. This comes from Sadaho Nishida, who is an engineer in Japan. And he says, I am sorry that I was. It was hard to hear broadcasts because of a noise, but I am glad that I was able to listen to many Turkish music. I hope this report will be of value to you. He uses a Sony ICF SW7600GR receiver with an Apex Radio 303WA outdoor vertical antenna of 1.7 meters. He listened to us on 11,735 kHz. And moving on now, we have an interesting email about the possible closure of RT foreign service on shortwave. As you know, that some shortwave stations are just closing down because, let's face it, it is no longer the most popular of news broadcast systems. It is no longer the most popular of radio stations because we have the FM now. Hello, Drita. Really distressing news. Bent was also worried, forwarded this message since he did not know if I was informed. And this one is written by Drita Krito from Albanian RTV Monitoring. And they are pointing out some defense of radio broadcasting. There are some points here. You're on holiday. Do you use the internet? Usually you don't. The technical and human problems exist. a small radio you bring along with batteries, gives you contact with the broadcasting media, that's true. You are in bed late at night and early in the morning. Internet listening? Probably not. A small bedside radio is very comfortable. There is some kind of crisis, a small one or a disaster. These happen every year in different parts of the world, we know it. No electricity, no internet, no telephone working, but you have got to a little radio and you can check the situation, get advice. You visit some countries in Africa, Asia and Latin America where the local people tell you they haven't got and can't afford the internet in many areas and they have no electric power, but they have small battery radios. So those are some interesting points about why shortwave radios should remain on air. Thanks a lot. That means we will have a job. English Desk, Voice of Turkey. This one comes from Ken Anderson from Australia. I would like to report reception of the English broadcast on... Oh dear, this is a different kind of dating... No, it's not, sorry. December 8th, 2007 on 7180 kilohertz. Signal was good with no interference and only slight noise and fading. Simpo of 35443. And apparently that day we had the news review of Turkish Press and Outlook, which would have been on a Saturday. I live in eastern Australia near Sydney and listen to Sega 909 with a 30-meter long wire. I enjoyed listening to these programs, which were very interesting and informative. I hope this report is useful to you. And if I am correct, I would very much appreciate it. Give us a card. Could I also have a copy of your current program schedule? You will definitely be getting those, no problem. Let's read just one more letter before I sign off for today. On November 13, 14, 15, 16, I tuned into the 2300 UTC broadcast on 5960 kilohertz. This comes from Joseph Perenka from Indiana, USA. The food of the court was fantastic. The 15th century dish is sounding very tasty. Turkish album was very good. Turkish delight, wow, I haven't had any of that wonderful confection since the early 60s. That brought back some very pleasant memories. All of the musical selections were excellent. Well, thanks a lot for tuning in, and we are sure to be bringing you more Turkish music and more Turkish delight from the Voice of Turkey. Well, that brings us to the end of the Voice of Turkey's Letterbox program. Thank you for tuning in, and goodbye.
Letterboxd program.